about the Russians and the Chechens, and this is an important piece. So historically, the Wahhabis were fueled by Saudi Arabia. The Wahhabi sect was actually funded by the Saudis to be a violent sect, and they went into Afghanistan and became the Al-Qaeda under the CIA's influence when Russia pulled out of Afghanistan. The Russians have always had a great deal of violent tension between the Chechens and the Russian over the centuries. And the Chechens are very hard, mountain people, and they're very brutal. They really are kind of people. They're just, even if you go in, Minister Peace, these are not a peaceful kind of people. There's a lot of centuries of hatred between the Chechens, which are on the southern border of Russia. And the Chechens are kind of the wild Sunni card that are sort of loosely allied with Turkey. But like I said, these guys are always fighting. I mean, they're only unified for one battle at a time, right? And then they all go their separate ways. I mean, there's just a classic. Because Russia was threatened by Chechens over the Olympics in Sochi on the Black Sea, and Saudi Arabia stepped in and said, oh, well, we'll help you. It became something very ugly with one of the Saudi Arabian ministers, and he was probably assassinated. When it's at that level, we're talking the skullduggery in the Middle East is huge, and it never comes out really in the public. And that's part of the difficulty about what's happening, is there's so much fog of disinformation and propaganda. You really have to have on your discernment of truth in anything that you hear, because we certainly can't trust the mainstream media or what's coming out. People are trying to influence, and the governments are trying to influence people to go to war, and that's always a terrible thing. The fact of the matter is this is really a very complicated history, and there are long-standing blood feuds over the centuries that are surfacing now.